It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, highlights from the Senate Ag Committee's hearing on the 2026 Farm Bill. Derailed over SNAP. Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar.
And there's a reason that it's almost all small states, not all, Wisconsin's in there, in the low error rate group. They are states like Vermont. Congratulations, Senator Welch. They are states like Iowa. They are states like Virgin Islands. All of them have these lower error rates, and they tend to be almost all small states. It is easier for them to be in touch with what's going on in their states. So that is why, we've got to look at this for what it is and try to make this so that it is not the only program in the laws that reward states with high error rates, and we need to put them at the same footing to all reduce their error rates.
It's the Agribusiness Report. On Thursday, the Senate Ag Committee meeting to consider the 2026 Farm Bill and amendments. Peter Welch is a senator from Vermont.
My amendment is narrow in that it is calling for an audit of where the agricultural risk program coverage and the price loss coverage error rates breach 6%. What my amendment would do is mandate an audit on any farming operation if there's more than one farm manager or more than three people are eligible to receive subsidy payments for that farm. So basically, this question of an audit and error rates, that's something that is very much included when it comes to the SNAP program. But the same principle that we're applying to the SNAP program, should not that be applied to these payment programs that are going to the manager, so that in some cases it's a so-called manager, in other cases it's a legitimate farm operation.
Senator Peter Welch from Vermont and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
This is the seventh farm bill I've been involved in since 1992 that I've been on this committee. And this is the first one I can recall that we're not doing on a bipartisan basis. Now, I have been talking with Senator Welch for months about several pieces of legislation along the lines of making sure just legitimate farmers get it. And I'm sorry to say that since this has turned out to be a bipartisan markup, I can't vote for an amendment that I agree with you on. And I'm sorry to say that because I think you and I believe that people that are actively engaged ought to be the only ones receiving farm payments. And we know that when we give 70% of the farm payments to 10% of the biggest farmers in this country, we're going way beyond what the safety net for farmers has been in the last 90 years to protect people that can't protect themselves. Just like in small business, we have Main Street help through small business. We don't try to help John Deere's very much or big corporations. The same way when we have big farmers, we shouldn't subsidize them to get bigger. So subsidizing them to get bigger so they can drive up the price of farmland, or they outbid young farmers that have to pay cash rent. That's what's wrong. But there's so many areas that I was working with Schiff and Fetterman. Well, Fetterman, we got our bill in. I was working with Klobuchar on fertilizer legislation. But there's three or four pieces of legislation here where we really would have improved this bill for the family farmers if we had a bipartisan approach. And I'm just sorry that I can't vote for amendment that you and I agree on. But maybe somewhere along the lines we'll be able to do it. Now, I was going to do the same thing on the first reconciliation bill, and I was talked out of it by the chairman of this committee and Senator Hyde-Smith. I shouldn't have been talked out of it. I should have pushed it at that time, but I was told I could get help down the road. I haven't seen that help, and I'm irritated about that. But We can't have a partisan bill on the floor of the United States Senate. We don't get anything done for the family farmers. And there's so much we could have done along the lines of what you and I have been trying to do, because we should be helping those farmers that can't help themselves. And when you're farming 50,000 acres of farmland, we shouldn't subsidize you to get bigger. We shouldn't subsidize your cash rent so you can squeeze out other farmers. We got to be helping young people to get into agriculture. The average age of farmers in America is 58 years. We got to encourage young people to get in. Your amendment would do it. Now, if you can, on your side of the aisle, if you can get more cooperation for us to get a bill out in a bipartisan way, I'm surely going to help you. But I can't help you move a bill where it's going to, don't get any help from the other side of the aisle.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Highlights now from Thursday's Senate Ag Committee hearing on the 2026 Farm Bill. Ranking Member from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar. It's the Agribusiness Report. And back to the Senate Ag Committee considering the 2026 Farm Bill. Ranking Member and Senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar.
Well, as I stated, I'm not going to go through all the arguments again, but our issues with this way this has been set up with SNAP, not only the total cuts with the tariffs and the war and all of the problems occurring right now, not just in rural America, but across America. But also, I think you see from our members' commitment to try to get this done. We would not have supported a major bipartisan amendment at the beginning, which contained a number of bipartisan bills. We would not have been in good faith working on this bill, including just supporting the amendment of the majority leader. So we are ready to go through August, Mr. Chairman, and we appreciate your work in acknowledging the problem with the error rate that benefits the higher error rate states over the middle error rate states for 1 year. And we simply are asking for 2 years, which, by the way, is only 10% of the SNAP cuts, the total SNAP cuts made in the Big Beautiful Bill. And I also note that this was a lot of work on both staffs. It's 983 pages. We've only had 6 days on it, but we have not been whining about that. We could. But instead, we are really focused on making this bill better, and we would like to get this done for rural America as well as for the country. Thank you.
Ranking Member and Senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar. Now, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven.
I would strongly encourage a yes vote. Look, I think we understand that our colleagues on the other side of the table are going to continue to work for changes in the SNAP program, no matter what we do. But the simple fact today is that this provides a one-year extension, and it gets help now that our farmers badly need. That's just a simple fact. And so, again, I really want to thank the chair for all he's done to work to try to be bipartisan on this bill in every way, shape, or form, and ask for a yes vote.
North Dakota Senator John Hoeven and Illinois Senator D. Dick Durbin.
I'm going to be very brief. I came to the House of Representatives in 1982, serving on the House Ag Committee and then the Ag Appropriations Committee. So I defer to my friend from Iowa when it comes to seniority, but I've seen a few farm bills. What I learned from the start is that the farmers and farm states are left to it by themselves. They do not have the political muscle to pass a farm bill. The decision was made in the 1960s to blend together food and nutrition programs so that those who represented urban areas and suburban areas had an interest in the bill as well. That winning coalition has paid off ever since. We need it again, and it has to be part of this SNAP conversation. We want to support the farm bill. I certainly do. But I want to make sure that I'm fair to my state and fair to the people who are receiving SNAP benefits who are being disadvantaged. This paperwork requirement of people in low-income categories is an onerous responsibility. It sounds easy, doesn't it? Well, how about the idea of let's file our income taxes twice a year? Sound easy? It might be easy, but an awful lot of people say stop. Once is enough. These people have changing circumstances on a regular basis. And as long as they are trying in good faith to comply with the law, I don't think we should deny them the $6 a day that comes out of
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. It's the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Highlights from the Senate Ag Committee hearing on the 2026 Farm Bill. Just before the vote, Chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Dr. John Bozeman from Arkansas.
We're going to vote in a second then. I just want to say that this is really not about SNAP recipients. This is about allowing states to continue making error rates that are unimaginable. They're off the chart. And there's no reason that we can't help them get them straight in a year. We're holding hostage the people that were charged to help. Again, this is not about SNAP recipients. This is about the states with very, very high error rates. We're holding hostage our farm community, and when you take livestock out of it, this is one of the poorest industries right now in America. And it's not just farmers and ranchers, it's rural America. And so we're charged to help them, and right now we're not able to do that because of this. So we are going to vote. We are going to adjourn at that point. We're not going to close this thing, and then we'll come back and probably vote on this again. Under recess rather than adjourn, and then come back and vote on this thing as soon as we get back again. So it's not going to go away. I'm going to continue to work as hard as I can to get all the time we can. And you can mark on about three fingers people that are involved in trying to get additional time. It's not going to happen. And so at the end of the day, I think our states lose. I know our farmers are going to lose, and they don't have anything to do with this. They're just sitting there trying to hope that we give them some hope about an issue that they don't have anything to do with. Lousy record keeping and all of that at the state level. It's not their fault. But again, they're being held hostage. So for that reason, we will recess and come back and then revisit this.
Final vote before recess, 10-4 and 11 against. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
It's the Agribusiness Report, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
You know, a few years ago, 2021, I think it was, in August, the previous administration unilaterally increased by $300 billion spending in this program with no oversight from Congress. And I didn't see anybody here saying anything about that at the time. The Congress ought to have some input into this. We're spending $300 billion of taxpayers' money without any input. Not a vote, just a decision by an executive branch agency. And that's not the right way to do this either. We have to do the oversight here because it's our job. Now, what we tried to do here is structure something that would eliminate for a year a lot of the hassle that states are dealing with. And the proposal, as I understand it, that the chairman has put forward, if in fact it goes into effect this year, would save California $1.8 billion, Pennsylvania $427 million, Michigan $306 million, Minnesota $128 million, out of their states' coffers.
It's the Agribusiness Report.